This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, April 21st, and this is your Dallas Morning News. Today's forecast: breezy with a high near 77 and a low near 52. Here are today's headlines. When you go to vote for your next Texas representative or in your party primary, state troopers might be present under a plan that the Senate endorsed Wednesday. Texas state elections could soon be policed by Texas state troopers under a Senate plan that passed the chamber late Wednesday that now heads to the House. The approval came even after one senator described the bill as a racist tool for voter suppression. The bill has been one of the more watched election law proposals this year. Critics have warned that it could lead to squadrons of state police dispatched for partisan purposes to harass voters. Passed on party lines, the bill would create state election marshals from the Texas Department of Public Safety. The bill also modifies how Texas courts handle election lawsuits, disqualifying local judges from presiding over lawsuits involving elections in their judicial district or county. In other news, newborn Mila Jackson removed from Child Protective Services on March 28th after her parents chose to treat jaundice with their licensed midwife was returned to her family Thursday morning after 22 days in the foster system. The parents, 38-year-old Tamisha and 37-year-old Rodney Jackson, were scheduled Thursday for a court hearing, but it was canceled alongside a rally coordinated by the AFIA Center, a reproductive justice advocacy group. The district attorney's office signed off on the reunification, but declined to comment. The couple's story drew national attention in early April. After their longtime pediatrician called the police for a wellness check, they were awakened by police at their door on Friday, March 25th. By the next week, Mila had been removed from their home by Dallas constables and CPS. Up next, the Texas cheerleader shot after a friend mistakenly got into the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot in Elgin is recovering from surgery. Peyton Washington was shot in the leg and back and required surgery to remove her ruptured spleen, her father Keelan Washington told NBC News. The 18-year-old is in the ICU and stable, and although heavily sedated, she has been able to talk to visitors when she is awake. Washington mistakenly opened the driver's side door of the wrong car, found a stranger in the passenger seat, and returned to the correct car, according to multiple news reports. A man approached, and as she began to apologize, he started shooting. 25-year-old Pedro Teo Rodriguez Jr. was arrested on a charge of deadly conduct, a third-degree felony. Meanwhile, a report that the Timberview High School student was seen with a gun at school Wednesday ended with one student in custody, even though no weapon was found, the second arrest in a week at the Arlington school that involved firearms. Two Timberview students reported seeing another student with a gun on campus Wednesday afternoon, Mansfield ISD said in a written statement. School district police investigated, but did not find a weapon. However, the student in question was taken into custody, the district said, adding that charges will be filed. The district did not specify what charges the student would face, and the student's name and age were not released. The incident comes after a Timberview student, whose identity also has not been released, was detained April 12th after authorities said they took a loaded gun to school. And an American Airlines employee died Thursday at the Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. Austin Travis County EMS responded to an incident for a person with traumatic injuries on the tarmac. EMS pronounced the individual dead on the scene, according to Austin-Bergstrom International Airport officials. The airport, in a Twitter message, said the incident happened just outside the terminal where aircraft park at gates. A cause of death has not been announced. Fort Worth-based American Airlines couldn't provide further information because the case is being investigated. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and for the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.